I had somebody come to me, and I found out his story that he had been on apple bulletin boards in 1982, and then his parents had moved to Brazil. And he went to Brazil. And then in 1985, they moved back. Dad was in the military. He came back, and he loved the time with apples so much that he found them again. He found the bulletin boards. And he went and he saved everything he could from every bulletin board ever. Because now, coming from the outside, it was like a time travel. He came back, and it was all back. He collected as much of it as he could. And so he put it all together, and he said, I want you to have it. And it was like the second camcorder. It was like the second point of view that gives you the 3D image. It was a set of ones responding to the files that I knew as the canonical ones. The canonical ones are shit. Completely wrong. Here's the real story. And so his sudden perspective on his golden age was what changed things for him. Is it true that stuff will deteriorate? Yes. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. That's not your problem. Again, that's a problem for people like myself who say, have copies of my stuff, put it on DLT tapes, put it on CDs, and at the end of the day, we go, oh well, we got a little bit. We got most of it. This newspaper, not very
later a conversation, which things happen. They'll never be a record of that. They might have a memory.